Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 22nd. Today's devotion is entitled, When God's Love and Law Were Fully Satisfied. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. The law is righteous, but we are not. Though it reveals our sin, it cannot enable us to keep it. Yet God, in love, acted where the law could not. He sent His own Son, not merely as a teacher or an example, but as a sin offering. Jesus bore sin's condemnation in His flesh so that sin might be condemned instead of us. The law demanded death for sin, and Jesus met that demand perfectly on our behalf. But it doesn't stop there. God also gives us His Spirit so that we might walk in righteousness. In Christ, both God's justice and mercy are fully satisfied. As believers, we no longer live under condemnation because Jesus took our place. He fulfilled the law's demands and set us free. Therefore, we walk not by striving in our flesh, but by being filled with the Spirit. As we remember that Jesus has satisfied both the love and the law of God, we are motivated not by fear, but by grace. Let us ask, are we walking in the freedom of the Spirit today? Or are we still striving to earn what Christ already paid in full? Let us rest in Christ's finished work, and let us set our minds on the things of the Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You for sending Your Son to do what we could never do. Thank You, Jesus, for condemning sin in Your flesh and satisfying the righteous requirement of the law for us. Help us walk according to the Spirit, not our sinful nature. Let our lives be a testimony to the love and holiness You revealed at the cross. Teach us to walk daily in freedom, grace, and power, fully satisfied in You. In Jesus' name, amen.